"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, welcome everybody. I'm really sluggish though. I mean, did the time change do you in?
No, I didn't notice the time change because I was in Arizona over the weekend and they don't change the time.
Yeah, but when you came back here, there was an hour difference.
Because it had already gotten watered down.
Oh, that's the trick you pulled.
I don't know how that works, but I didn't notice anything.
Well, then I had to get up early and stand in line to take all my money out of the bank. You know, there's another crisis upon us.
Oh, and that would take a while.
No, not
really. Did you do that in one trip?
My whole $1,000.
Did you hurt your back?
Ah, very good. You keep flipping your papers around there. You did a good job. We'll be talking in depth next hour with Alex Stone, ABC News, about what's going on with these two banks. It started with one, Silicon Valley Bank, SVB. Of course, that was the big news on Friday. And then the news that broke yesterday was that another bank looked like it's going under called Signature. And both of the bank's depositors are going to get everything. The federal government made a decision that even though FDIC insurance typically only extends to $250,000 for a deposit, they're going to reimburse. And by the way, SVB, most of them were corporations that had their money in that bank. So they were well above and beyond the $250,000.
It's venture capitalists and a lot of Silicon Valley startups that got their venture capital.
Yes.
And a lot of big tech companies. They had, some of them had like tens of millions of dollars,
right,
in there, because $250,000 is for the little people.
Yeah, that was the intention of it.
Because most people don't have $250,000 in a savings or checking account.
No, no. Now the investors aren't going to be bailed out. We're just talking about the depositors, right? If you invested in the bank, well, you know, you got to find out what happens to it if it gets taken over or whatever.
If you own stock of the bank or you bought bonds from the bank, yeah, then you're out of luck.
Right, right.
But
I mean, the articles range depending on what websites you're looking at, from panic to this is just a little bump. They're comparing it to 2008, which wasn't a little bump. I mean, there were some serious issues back then with some
banks. You know, it depends how you want to play a news story. You could say it's the second and third largest bank failure in history. You can't do that.
That's right. But the first would have been one of the 2008 banks, right?
Right, yeah. But Silicon Valley Bank was a tiny fraction of, say, JPMorgan Chase or Bank of America. It's a little tiny. It's 16th, but it's 16th way back in the field.
Way down below.
In terms of the assets they have. But it's really important to Silicon Valley. I mean, just about the whole industry in that region did business through Silicon Valley Bank.
Yeah.
You know what has also changed about bank runs? Because it used to be, if you ever saw old footage of the 1930s, right, Depression era, bank runs, everybody would be standing in the street. You know, there'd be a line.
I heard a news report this morning. They were standing outside a Signature National Bank, SVB up in the valley. That's what the reporter said. I didn't see any video of that, but
there probably was some. But what most people did on Friday when they put Silicon Valley Bank under was they were withdrawing money online, which exist in 2008.
There's probably an app, right, where you can just do your banking with the app, right? withdraw and change and transfer these funds, right?
And with social media, once somebody posts, hey, something's going screwy at Silicon Valley Bank, you better pull your funds out, then boom, 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 it's happening. I think it was like something like $500 a second the money was flying out of the bank electronically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's going to happen quickly.
Yeah. So then
that's why they halted trading in some other bank shares today, because the same thing was kind of happened. It's the investment, not the deposits, but the same kind of idea. Some people were just it's happening all too fast, so they put up like a little slowdown sign and try to get the trading to slow down a bit.
Well, yeah, because the stocks for some of these banks were down 60-70% early on.
Yeah, they were, exactly.
Yeah, First Republic took a big bath with its stock early on.
Right. So, you know, the reason old Joe was hauled out there, it was 6 a.m. our time, he came out to speak this morning, 9 a.m., was to do the old thing, please, don't run on your bank. We got this. We're going to make sure that these two banks' depositors are made whole, and don't, you know, because what they're trying to do, lot of what this country runs on when it comes to the economy is consumer confidence. Sometimes there's too much of it, and we get inflation. Sometimes everybody panics together, and we head towards recession, or even worse, like we did back in a bad recession in 2008.
Oh, this is an after effect of the COVID lockdown. This still is another reverberation, because they locked down the economy, so they had to print a lot of money and send everybody checks and send all that money to businesses. And that, of course, not only did they print money, they borrowed trillions of dollars.
Right.
And dumped that money into the system. It's like $6 trillion.
Yeah.
So that created inflation. And nobody wanted to admit it. They said, no, there's no inflation. No, nothing to see. Oh, inflation's transitory, you know, just a few months. Well, then inflation blew up. It was practically 10%, especially when in the food sector. So they had to raise interest rates quickly, and they raised them quickly. Now, what happens when you're lending money now, right? You're the government, and your treasury bills are lending at a higher interest rate. Well, it means the old treasury bills that you lent out years ago for less than 2%, not really worth very much, are they?
No.
That's the thing, because if you have a treasury bill that's getting less than 2% interest, who are you going to sell that to if you have to liquidate it? Nobody wants it. They're going to want it at a big discount.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, for Silicon Valley Bank, the worth of these bonds on the books was much higher than what it's worth in real life.
Yeah, I also read the same thing, that thanks to the free money flow during the pandemic, this bank was really drawing a lot of venture capital money. And that was making up a lot of its deposits and some of its investments.
Because those guys were borrowing at practically zero interest.
Right, right. It was really a great time, which is over now.
Yeah.
So now the discussion is centering on whether or not, you know, this is something more permanent, that we're going to cover everybody's deposits in the future for failing banks. But they're saying no. And of course, people are saying, well, this still is a bailout. Well, it's a bailout for the depositors, not really for Silicon Valley Bank. They're not doing that. The bank is probably going to be auctioned off, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's for the customers. Yeah, all the executives have been fired. The stockholders get nothing. The bondholders.
Did they fire them? Because that's what Biden called for this morning. They're all going to be fired.
Yeah, I assume there's a process, but yeah, they're going to be fired. Because they did a lot of stupid things. If you read the details, it gets deep in the weeds. You read the details of what they did. They didn't manage this whole thing properly. You know, when the interest rates were going up to try to combat inflation, they should have started to sell off all the bonds they held.
Right.
Much more quickly. Right. And they held on to them. And, you know, there's a lot of there's a major investor who's very famous in his circles, Peter Thiel. And he told all his clients, it's like, get out of that bank. And that's what started the run on Friday. And he's got a huge social media following. And if he says something, he could start a stampede. And he did.
Yeah, I mean, who heard of this bank before Friday's news, right? I mean, we're all aware of the major, major banks. But I'm like, I heard SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. I'm like, what is that? And I was asking people I know who are in investments. So they said, well, yeah, it's big, but it's not like the one of the biggest banks. It's not Chase or anything
It's a regional bank just for the tech industry.
Basically. Right. I never heard of Signature Bank either until this morning.
They got some offices here. There's one in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Signature.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, old Joe came out this morning, as I mentioned, and gave a short speech about these bank failures. He's coming to Southern California, and he's going to start in San Diego. I've forgotten about this story. He's meeting with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and the Australian Prime Minister. That was that Australia, United Kingdom, United States deal, the nuclear submarine partnership that they call AUKUS. Australia can access nuclear-powered submarines. And that created some controversy. I think was it China or some other country got really upset over it because they felt like they got stepped in front of
that was
the deal.
France.
Oh, it was France. That's remember, who it
yeah,
was.
France had made a deal that we had to pull out of.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah. So he then comes to Los Angeles tomorrow, where actually he'll be in Monterey Park to talk about reducing gun violence. A story that is now about 2 months old, and I think any of this, clearly he's going to be peppered by reporters with questions about the banks, probably. Whatever the hottest news story is. I mean, they schedule these trips, and then the news kind of takes over, right?
Nobody wants to hear him prattling about gun control. Oh, my God. I just stop. Stop.
I know.
So that's never happening.
And then, of course, there's a fundraiser.
He's coming to my house to take a nap.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're on the way. You're pretty much right. You're close to where a lot of the activities are.
Yeah, we're on the way to the fundraiser, so we got a room in the basement. He's going to...
Oh, that's very nice of him.
Take about a 3.5-hour nap to recharge.
The other story that came down late last week, we don't know where it's going to end up, but it's not particularly good news. The leader of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer from New York, says that sometime this week or next week, the full Senate will vote on yoga pants. He says. Now, you and I both agree, and this is how it works in politics, he's not going to actually hold a vote unless he's confident that he has enough votes for Garcetti to be approved as the next ambassador to India.
So this is going to push all the fence sitters to take a stand. And they're going to have to tell Schumer beforehand which way they're going. And if he doesn't have enough, then he'll pull the vote and come up with some cover story that nobody believes.
Right, because you can't keep going out there and calling for votes.
Because
you don't want to do it when you're confident it's going to work, or otherwise you wait and you continue to lobby people, which is what Garcetti's been doing now for what seems like 2 years.
Well, Schumer cannot embarrass Biden. It's a terrible embarrassment if a president doesn't get his nominee from a Senate run by his own party, right?
Right.
So they're not going to embarrass. They don't care about Garcetti. He's just another parasite. It's Biden that they're going to protect.
Right.
So if you hear there's absolutely a vote coming on, it means they twisted enough arms to get it going.
Do we know if Feinstein and Fetterman will be actually back in there voting yet? Or how's she doing with her shingles?
We only know
she's out of the hospital. But
I don't think either one is going to be there.
That's two Democrats, so...
Right.
Is so now wait then?
Well, that brings it down to 49-49 with Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote.
Yeah.
Means they have, but he might have a couple of Republicans on his side.
He does, because a couple of them voted to put his nomination out of committee until the full Senate floor. Two Republicans agreed to do that, so it's likely that they would also vote for him for the full nomination.
You can officially declare the Me Too era over. If he gets approved as ambassador, then it was all just BS to jump on a trend.
Yeah, who are these guys? Todd Young of Indiana and Bill Haggerty of Tennessee. As much as you can complain that there's too much partisanship and people just vote along party lines, why were these two Republican hacks supporting Garcetti?
I don't know.
Normally the gut instinct is to just say, oh, we're gonna hold this up. They did this to Trump. They do this all the time. They just sit there and sit on the nominations as long as they can.
Indian ambassador's not important. It's not anybody. Like, name the last 10 Indian ambassadors.
Oh, no, it's not important. It's only important that we stop him because we want to make him embarrassed.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you mean to these two guys who don't know anything about L.A. or Garcetti or care about the politics and the idiocy of this man and his yoga pants and his...
It's the Democrats have to care because they're the hypocrites about Me Too nonsense. Right. They're the ones who are preaching and scolding. The Republicans don't do much of that unless they're backed into a corner.
Yeah. Oh, but we're going to get, if he gets approved, you're going to do all these speeches about, I always was confident and I really just put my head down and focused on getting this nomination through. And I'm proud of people that voted for me and I'm ready to do the job.
It's a good litmus test. And, sexual harassment at work doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Now that crowd will look like phonies, don't they?
Because if you don't put Garcetti away over this, then, all right, why should anybody else have to deal with that kind of issue?
Well, it's the new. We got a woman that's about to become the United States Labor Secretary who handed out over $30 billion in fraud money when she was running the Employment Development Department.
Here's a promotion.
Nothing matters anymore.
No, a promotion for the most incompetent.
Right. Well, they're rewarded now because of what they do for the party.
Yes. I mean,
Americans are more on to this than they used to be, but it is all about our side and the party. Garcetti was one of the stupid chairmen of Biden's campaign. Right. This is his reward, 4 years later.
He bundled a lot of money from rich Democrats in Los Angeles. That's what he did, and he got to be co-chairman of the campaign, and that's the reward. You give the reward, to your political buddies or to people who raise money for you, and that's how you get to be an ambassador. And then you sit around and drink for 4 years.
The Times of India put out a story right after this news came out last week that they're probably going to vote on his nomination. And they did here's all you need to know about Eric Garcetti, beginning with he was born February 1971 in Los Angeles, a member of the Democrat Party and first elected in 2013 as mayor, reelected in 2017. But then you scroll down and it really gets ridiculous. Elected as the youngest mayor in over 100 years. 42 at the time of his inauguration. The first elected Jewish mayor and the second consecutive Mexican-American mayor. Gee, I don't know. When people saw Garcetti, if they picked all that up.
His name
sounds Italian, and that's about where it begins. He looks like a white guy. That's where it begins and ends, right? It
definitely doesn't look Mexican.
Oh, God.
It doesn't seem anything, really.
The emphasis on ethnicity is just so overwhelming now. It's hard to even work up anger over it because it's just you're pummeled with it.
I know. Anything in the article about what a massive failure he was?
Oh, no. It's all about his endorsements. One odd one in here. A vocal opponent of the Yes California Secessionist movement. I don't remember him being a... Is that where those counties wanted to get out of the state? Is that what that's about?
I guess the guy who wrote it probably lives in New Delhi, and he has no idea what's going on here.
Yeah, he did a Google search, and some of these topics bounced out.
I don't even know what that is. Yes,
the only thing, finally, at the end, they mentioned Garcetti has faced controversy over his handling of a sex misconduct scandal. Mm-hmm. Oh, the misconduct's a nice soft word, involving his top advisor Rick Jacobs, which has led to his nomination being held by some senators. That's how they expressed it: being held by some senators.
City's a disaster. Even the Democrats who are still in office here, you see how they tiptoe around the disaster Garcetti left behind?
Yes.
And I wonder, why is it that nobody wants to come out, somebody of prominence, somebody with a real position, come out and say that he was the worst mayor LA ever had?
Right.
I listened to Karen Bass talk about, the challenges we have. Why do you have those challenges? Because you had a moron acting as mayor for the last 9.5 years. That's how you ended up with 40,000 bodies in the street.
Yeah, well, Prop 47 wasn't in his control. Of course, that was a big contributor, but he did nothing. That's the key point. You know when I first learned this, too? Remember back when we were doing all the garbage stories? There were garbage. Channel 4 was doing these great reports on just trash everywhere. And I thought, this looks like an easy one, and he's doing nothing.
Right.
He's acting like he doesn't even know what's happening. And then we had the rats in City Hall. We had the fleas that had plague and stuff.
That's right.
And all of that was like, he just, and nothing.
All the crime, the smash and grab robberies that were going on.
Yeah, then that came a couple of years later, right.
Poor girl got stabbed to death at the furniture store. And the only thing, when I think of Garcetti and the police, all I think is him taking the knee during the George Floyd protests.
Right.
That's all he did. Just cut the legs out from under LAPD. That was his big contribution. I mean, my God, he was like a toxic disaster. And now nobody speaks of him. Everybody pretends that whatever massive problems LA has, they just happened. It just occurred.
Well, now India can have him, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4 every day. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the podcast. Same show. Podcast form on the iHeartRadio app, John and Ken on Demand.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm taking a quiz. Do you know the symptoms of IBS-D, which stands for irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea? Should I take the test and see if I have a... find out about your gut. IBS. Yeah, we will talk about the situation with the banks running into some problems. Silicon Valley Bank, and of course, Signature Bank was the one announced yesterday. We'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, right after the news at 2 o'clock for the latest. Hey, you know, not long after the Chinese had those balloons flying over the U.S.?
Yeah.
Guess what happened? Space junk hit Texas. Yep, a 4-ton piece of Chinese space junk apparently made free fall to Earth last week. And disintegrated eventually over Texas. So I don't think anybody got hit on the ground.
So this was
the U.S.
another,
is again saying that they don't take care of their space rockets.
Another cheap made in China product, huh?
Like the vaccines.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
So one day if you're walking along and something weird drops out of the sky and almost kills you, it could be Chinese space junk.
Was it spy equipment?
No, they said it was a rocket.
A rocket.
Oh, well, yeah, all right. Yeah, so... Oh, you're right. The remnants of a Chinese rocket that delivered a trio of military spy satellites.
Yeah, look at that.
Up in they launched them in June, and they disintegrated on March 8th over Texas.
How many pictures do they need of us? I mean, what is it they're looking for?
They want to be the dominant world power, period.
So are they mapping out our entire country? Didn't Google already do that?
I have no question now, and I think that president just got another term.
Yeah.
President G?
Yeah, he's pretty much a dictator now.
Yeah, and I think that is their plan. It's military, economic domination. It's everything they're looking for. So, yeah, and if you want to be dominant in those areas, you have to spy on other people, see what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
See what you can gather from that.
Yeah, and then you have to leak a deadly virus and kill millions of people.
That's right.
You know?
They're working on another one, aren't they?
Yeah, and then send them a deadly drug to kill all the teenagers off. So far, so good.
You're probably aware by now that it's going to rain again in Southern California tomorrow into Wednesday.
We do. The drought's been so terrible. It's been so many years. Hardly a drop. This is good for us.
And this is all part of La Nina. Remember, that was the official prediction. This is a La Nina winter, which is supposed to be drier. But
they're declaring La Nina over. I'm serious.
We were ever in La Nina?
We were in La Nina. It was a wet La
How
Nina.
How could we be in La Nina? It's a wet La Nina, which is kind of the opposite of what it's supposed to be.
And then we are
supposed to be a cooler, drier winter.
We're now in a neutral state.
We got cooler, though. It was a cooler winter, I thought.
Oh, it was cold, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the coldest I remember. At least
why don't we just tune those people out, please?
Oh, and then an El Nino is coming later this year.
Yes. Oh, no, that means we're going to go back into drought.
figure it's going to be the reverse of the prediction.
I mean, this really grabbed my eyes this morning. 52 feet and counting. Lake Tahoe grapples with a ginormous snowpack. 52 feet?
52 feet.
52 feet of snow has been measured up in Tahoe.
So that would be 500 and some odd inches.
The pictures are stunning. The snow on top of the people's roofs, thankfully they're not collapsing. But now, I think, from what I understand, just to be really wild about this, if this were all to melt quickly, I think the entire state would go underwater. Would that not happen?
And we look at the supply we would have.
Right.
What, you know, they should be digging ditches now to collect all this runoff.
To be specific, this was 52 feet of snow at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab. Oh, it's a top Donner summit. And it ties the 1981-1982 season for the fourth highest total since the lab was created in 1946. Although you and I like to say, 1946, is that really that long ago? Would you look at the history of weather? No, it is not. So,
it's what, 75 years?
They think this season's going to end up second only to the 1951-52 winter season when 812 inches, 68 feet now, of snow fell.
This shuts down, obviously, all the drought.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it is. I'm declaring it. And also, this is the answer to anybody who says, well, you know, we really need more rain. You should have saved all the snow and rain from this past winter. You should have built storage systems, whatever it takes, and collected all this. And then we wouldn't have to worry for 20 years whether it rains or not. This is on the stupid government. This was your big chance.
One of the reasons we hear that there is still a drought is because of the groundwater problem, but we just found out there's a story that the Water Resources Control Board is apparently endorsing a plan to take some of the floodwaters and send them to the agricultural areas to replenish the groundwater.
That's right. Stick a pipe down there.
Dad, whatever you have to do, so the next time we run out of rain for a while, the farmers aren't digging so deep that the ground's collapsing, looking for groundwater for their crops or whatever they need.
Shouldn't it naturally get into the ground? Do we actually have to direct it?
Because they didn't get, I don't think, as much rain as some other parts of the state did.
It doesn't fall equally. Well, go ahead and, again, dig a hole.
And because the groundwater was so, so completely dredged from there, that they need a lot more. Even if it rained there, they need a lot more water to replenish the groundwater supply.
I'm just fascinated how everyone, especially in these media heads, are constantly surprised that the earth doesn't supply us with exactly the right amount of weather at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they keep acting like, oh my God, can you believe this? Oh, it's another emergency. It's another crisis. You know, it's the earth doing whatever the earth does. And nature doesn't know that we need X amount of water to grow our alfalfa plants.
Right.
Or that, you know, it's a little too hot this year and we don't have enough electricity for the air conditioning. You know, the cycle up there just goes on and on. Nobody knows how it works. I mean, really don't know how it works. Like, you know, the wrong La Nina prediction we had this year. They don't know how anything works. They pretend to. They give themselves degrees. They give themselves titles at their climate research centers, but they have no idea. And they're consistently wrong. It's fascinating how wrong all the experts. We have such a huge expert class in this country, and they don't know crap. And they're always making predictions, and they're always wrong. And then they puff their chest, and they get arrogant, and they make another wrong prediction. No, the earth is not designed to meet our needs, you know, 365 days a year. You got to roll with it.
One other note about the farmers. Some areas of the state, obviously, as we mentioned, have gotten a lot of snow. So apparently there's so much snow on the ground, the cattle can't find any of the grass to eat. So they're doing emergency hay drops. They got helicopters flying overhead and dropping bales of hay for the cattle to eat. Farmers have been crying for this because some of them are out there stranded and starving because some of these ranches have vast lands.
Well, cows are kind of dumb.
They are kind of dumb, yes, they are.
They don't know they got, you know, start scooping the snow out with their hooves.
Do you think if the hay hits them on the head, they'll know to eat it when it gets dropped from the... That would be kind of sad, too. They put the hay bale on a cow and it just went down.
Guys are mean. Cows are not stupid. Yes, and I'm sure they would know if the hay falls on the ground.
They walk over and eat it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. They might just stare at it and wonder what it is.
If they're hungry, they'll eat it.
Because they're used to getting down to the grass on the ground. They're not used to something coming out of the sky and just landing in front of them.
I think they'll figure it out. I have faith in the cows.
Think of the Far Side, like a little cartoon. What's that? I don't know what that is. I love
Bonk and hits him on the head. What was that?
What did you do, Charlie? Stop kicking me. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a full rundown over these bank failures coming up at 2:05. Alex Stone, ABC News, with all the latest on that story. And then it's a couple of stories related to the Silicon Valley Bank that failed that we have to get into. Oh. They were big into climate ventures.
They have a whole woke agenda. By the way, in Santa Clara, there is a line of people at the Silicon Valley Bank branch there.
See?
Yeah.
But I thought everybody was had a lot of money in there. I mean, I guess these maybe they have people waiting for them.
These are the people who don't have online accounts.
Oh, I see. So or physically go to the bank.
Or maybe the online system doesn't work anymore, because I heard after a while people were getting error messages. And it was the kind of error message that means the server is overloaded. So,
well, the number is 3. That is how many people picked Michael James Gubitosi to die in the John and Ken 2023 Ghoul Pool.
Who?
I love the people.
Who is Michael James Gubitosi? Hold on, Eric. I'll let you know. Michael James Gubitosi is Robert Blake, John. That was his birth name.
Oh.
And you may not have known that. John, he was born in New Jersey, just like you.
Oh, he was a New Jersey guy, definitely.
You may not know this, but his father was actually his uncle.
I didn't know that.
Did you? He learned that his biological father was actually his father's brother, his Uncle Tony, who had an affair with his mother.
Oh.
So that's a tough way to start.
So the uncle boffed his mother.
Yes.
And then they covered it up all these years.
It just says later learned. I don't know when he found out.
But his father
is listed on the birth certificate, James Gubitosi, but his actual father was Tony.
His father was his uncle, and his uncle was his father.
Right. Right.
And his mother was taking on both brothers.
Looks like it, yes.
Oh, well, no wonder he's crazy.
So as you know, he was a child actor, and then he had a lot of trouble with drugs. And then, of course, he got a lot of critical acclaim because he was in the movie In Cold Blood in 1967, which people thought was an incredible film. It's a Truman Capote novel about a killer.
He played two killers and got awards for both.
Yeah. But, you know, then he turned to television, and then his whole acting world dried up, and then he ended up with a wife by the name of Bonnie Lee Bakley, and that's where the John and Ken show came in, because back in 2001, she was found shot dead.
Mm-hmm.
They had gone to dinner at that Italian restaurant, remember?
Vitello's, right. That had a Robert Blake pasta special on it. I've gone to Vitello's a few times. It's good food there.
They found the murder weapon in a nearby dumpster. And I still remember Eric Leonard covered that story, and he said apparently he was at the scene.
Yeah.
And Blake was vomiting all over the place or something like that.
Yes, that's right.
However, Blake was acquitted of the murder in 2005.
Another incredibly stupid jury. That was the whole era of stupid Southern California juries.
Right.
You could shoot somebody on video, live on television, and admit to it at the moment, and you'd find a jury to acquit you anyway if you were famous.
That's what
Blake had going for him. He was famous. They couldn't get OJ guilty. They couldn't get Michael Jackson. They couldn't get Robert Blake.
I just read a story about Baby Rosie. Well, now she's an adult. She wants to get into acting too. Remember, he had a daughter with Bonnie Lee Bakley named Rosie.
Yeah. But there was no question he killed her.
No, there was no question he killed her. They never did find the real murderer, John.
And he lost a $30 million civil judgment because, just like OJ, in a civil case, you had to testify. And when OJ went to testify in the civil case, we were there at that one, he did terribly, right? Because and Robert Blake did terribly as well.
It was eventually cut to $15 million, but he had to file for bankruptcy. Now we'll bring out some of the old John and Ken audio. One of my favorites, John, is the mashup with Robert Blake and Larry King. Remember, Larry King was interviewing Robert Blake, and it was one of the most bizarre interviews ever because they both sort of kept repeating themselves. I couldn't even figure out what they were saying.
They got lost in
our loop. Clay, who ran the board then, made a song out of it, remember?
Yeah, play that first.
You know you didn't do it. You know that.
Yeah.
No, we weren't there. Who do you think did? Somebody killed her.
You really want to go there?
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Because you know people that she knew. I don't know people that she knew.
I don't know.
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Who do you think?
No, no.
Who do you think?
How do I know?
No, no.
How do I know?
Because you know people that she knew. I don't know people that she knew.
I don't know.
You told me you're dyslexic. You're dyslexic, right?
I'm severely dyslexic.
You couldn't read scripts.
Never. Are we going to stay on this?
No, I don't know.
That's where we're going? How can you have everybody else on there talk about
this
career?
This was a hit on the dance.
I'm going to ask about your career.
It was. I think made number 6 on the Billboard chart.
How do I know?
How do I know?
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
That's a men's convention.
It's an old trick. When you don't like somebody's question, just kind of repeat it quizzically. What do you mean? Who do you think?
And the
bar, okay. Was that Bonnie Lee at the end there?
I think it might have been. Remember they had recordings of her?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that does. She was kind of like a groupie thing, and he got her pregnant.
Well, remember she was sending men naked photos or something?
Yeah, she had a business. Boy, she had a business back before the internet.
We think that's what tripped him. He got pretty upset over
like
this.
A mail order business. If you wanted naked pictures of this. She was not.
Yeah, this is before the advent of the internet. And smartphones.
I don't want to say she wasn't a looker, but he must have had a lot of beer that night. Wow.
The last interview I see, that 2013, he said he wanted to do one more big film before he goes out, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
John used to see him occasionally in a deli, right?
Yes, Beverly Glen Deli. Funny, I heard Conway the other day said he used to see Blake at that deli too.
Oh.
It's at the same spot up Beverly Glen in Mulholland.
Right.
There's this little shopping center. And Beverly Glen Deli is one of the last delis in L.A. It's really good.
But he went on Dr. Phil in 2012. It says a sympathetic audience.
Yeah. Anybody who's famous has a sympathetic audience.
Yeah, I know.
It's something
biological.
Especially when
time passes by, people don't care anymore.
Yeah. She was an unsympathetic victim.
Yeah, that was another problem with the case.
She was kind of dumpy and trashy.
But
there was no emotion for her. Nobody felt sorry. Yeah, and then
I don't think we ever had anybody on the air that wanted to talk about her or her family and talk about the trial. No, we couldn't.
Nobody wanted to say that she didn't deserve this. Everybody acted like, well, what are you going to do?
So again, 3 people did pick Robert Blake in the John and Ken Goop pool for 2023. So good for them to remember that guy, 89 years old. All right, coming up next, we'll get a rundown on the bank situation. Alex Stone, ABC News from KFI, will be here. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.